Let's hear from Francine, who was born in 1956, and I interview her when she's about 63 years old in Tarzana. She is the go-to person at the facility we're visiting, and she has on her wall a picture of the love of her life, Dallas. We'll talk about that, and we'll also talk about her favorite recording artist, Elvis.
I grew up in Los Angeles. I loved Elvis Presley growing up.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, he was my favorite.
Where would you be when you would be listening to Elvis Presley?
Listening to the radio up in my room. I was still in school then, so I listened to the radio quite a bit.
Did you dance around sometimes while you were doing your homework, or what would you do?
No, I was a very quiet little girl. But I loved to listen to the radio because that brought me more to the outside world.
What would you think about when you were listening to music? Did it take you somewhere? Or did it make you think of boys?
Yeah, my boyfriend.
Who was your boyfriend?
His name was Dallas.
Where did you meet him?
I met him in high school.
Did you ever go to dances with him?
Yes, we did.
Did you listen to music together with him?
Yes. Well, we met in high school. And then I lost touch with him. And then we came back together about 2 years ago. I can remember one birthday of mine where I lost touch with Dallas. But I always kept him in my memory. And I wished that Dallas was with me on that particular day. Well, my friends played a trick on me and they wrapped him up in a great big box. And they'd say, okay, and he'd pop out of the box, and it was totally a surprise to me. I didn't know anything about it until he popped out of the box.
Oh, my God. Did you get a big hug and a kiss from him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He asked me to marry him.
Oh, my goodness.
And we were together ever since.
Oh, isn't that great? What would you do with Dallas? Would you ever go dancing with him?
Yes, we did. We went night clubbing, and it was really nice. But unfortunately, he passed away before we could get married.
Oh, I'm sorry. But wasn't that wonderful to be able to see him again and have him propose?
Yes, it was really wonderful. He meant a great deal to me. It's only been a year since I lost Dallas, so if I mention him a lot, it's because I miss him.
When I interviewed her, that she missed Dallas, but she has the fondest memories of him. Listen in to the memories she relates to me.
Did you guys have any favorite places that you like to go?
Dallas used to be a Boy Scout, and he liked to go to Big Bear. He took his radio everywhere.
As Francine was talking about Big Bear, I played Running Bear, and it brought back memories, and she talks about it. Here's what she has to say.
Listen to all of that on the back of his bike.
Tell me about that.
The last couple of years that I lived with Dallas before coming here, we'd take bicycle paths. He would have the radio on the back of the bike, and we would just keep rolling and rolling until we got to where we wanted to go. Him and his Dr. Pepper. He loved Dr. Pepper.
Would you be on the same bike, or you'd be on different bicycles?
No, I'd be right beside him, and I'd keep up with the bike, and I'd be in my chair.
And you were a couple?
Yeah, it was just really nice.
And the music would bring you together?
Mm-hmm.
Would he ever say something to you while he was, you know, rolling along with you?
He would just tell me that he'd always be with me, and it was just a beautiful memory.
If you had a chance to sing to him today,
it would probably be Elvis Loving You. He meant a great deal to me.
I will spend my whole life through loving you, just loving you. Winter, summer, springtime too, loving you, loving you, makes no difference where I go or what I may do. You know that I